Number five, please.
Item number five from the Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting an informational report on the installation of photovoltaic panels as a cladding to the south wall facade of the museum. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Bannister?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
That is correct. Good. Dr. Sensky.
Yes,
thank you for welcoming us to this meeting show you our preparation that we have for the informational report on photovoltaics to the Milwaukee Public Museum. It's nice to always have a project that can be designed, not reactionary. I haven't been addressing this committee for many years, but actually in 1986, I was actually in charge of the project at the airport for the flood disaster that we had to get the transformers and power back online at that time. Also the zoo and the parks in dealing with their high voltage systems. My background, besides being the director of facilities operations at the museum, is also as an electrical design engineer. So that's why I come today for any technical aspects that you might have questions on. The parts of the system that are relevant to being better than what the county board addressed in the narrative of replacing the marble that is deteriorating but is not in a failure state at this point, it happens to be with taking down the marble, our engineering teams with HGA being part of that and several contractors, we would actually be installing a vapor barrier and one that would reduce the air flow intake into the building, an additional insulation layer, and then not just having a skin on the building, but the photovoltaic panels will actually produce the energy that will pay for some of the costs in the end bottom line of the project for the museum. You can see that it will change what the museum will look like. In the reports that were given to you, if you were to look at page 3, you can see that our iconic swans that are on the front of the building would need to be moved. We have a place in mind that would be on the IMAX theater to move those portions over to that area. The glass front, which is similar to renovations that have happened at the old museum library building or up the street at the Knights of Columbus Insurance building, actually hit the same aesthetics as the rest of the neighborhood. So as we continue looking into the possibilities to improve and do this in design, we're looking at costs. And the costs show that just at the baseline, we would improve with the 234 photovoltaic panels on the building. We, over 30 years, taking into account the rate increases from the Public Service Commission, we would end up with $300,000 in savings by putting these panels on, where if you put a simple skin on the building, you will have no return. Other items that we may be able to have to support this project come from the Milwaukee Shine program, Milwaukee Shines program, and also the credits that could come from a grant through Focus on Energy, which has just come out in the last few weeks. And the museum, in working with the A&E department, will work on getting additional funding for this project. It all comes under budget or exactly at budget for what the county board approved in its entirety. So those are the technical aspects and some of the financial planning for this.
Thank you. Dr. Sensky, are there additions you'd like to make?
The only addition that I would like to make is that this fits right within the mission of the museum, and it becomes a very visible display of what we are about, which is preserving and protecting the environment and cultural resources. So this just fits right within our mission. It also, I might add, is right in line with the county's Green Print program. And I think it would be a showcase for both the museum and the county, clearly demonstrating our commitment to the environment and to future generations.
Thank you very much. I assume that concludes your report, and we'll hear more about this as matters progress.
Yes.
This item was informational only. Thank you so much for appearing before us today. Oh, we do have a question. Yes, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One quick question. A very beautiful project. I like looking through this and reading the report. If I understood the report correctly, it looked like the photovoltaic panels would be only going mainly on two sides of the building.
No, they would be just on the south side of the building.
They would only be on the south
yes.
side. Okay, I just wanted to ask for a little bit of a deeper explanation. I know that, you know, if you have a room that's not well insulated on four sides, redoing one side of the room isn't going to do a whole lot. Do you expect that all the other sides of the building are going to have similar improvements over the next decade, or is this going to be sufficient to solve the problems?
We can just talk about it into four sides. We're dealing with the south and the north. The south side, having the photovoltaic cells, will have the vapor barrier and air infiltration taken care of along with insulation. The skin, as we call it, or the facade portion, the envelope, will be the photovoltaic cells. If we go to the north side, there's a product on the market which is a phenolic. It's a composite material of recycled stone chips and plastics and all that are bonded together. That will be used as the skin. So on the north side, which we do not have much sunlight, we would use that product, which would mimic the marble as it is today. So we're changing that side. The other two sides are actually on the agenda in the 2013 budget year to have restoration to them on the east and west sides of the museum.
Thank you for explaining. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was curious, you've got your payback on here based over 30 years. What is the lifespan of these types of systems?
There's two parts to the lifespan. We're talking about, first of all, a glass panel, the same as your windows or any of the facades that are just made out of plain glass. That lifespan is typically 60 years. The lifespan of the electrical payback or the components that will produce electricity is approximately 30 years.
Okay. What about the maintenance costs on there?
The maintenance costs are included in the table that I've put into this report. It's on page 5.
Oh,
and
okay,
the maintenance over a 5-year period is typically, let's start for the first 5 years, is typically $7,500. The panels, just like glass panels, can be removed individually in case of some damage by some source.
All right, and then maintenance, I'm assuming, is just going to come right out of the museum's operating budget?
That would come out of our operating budget.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions?
May I mention,
sure.
For the first few years, there's typically a contractor's obligation to repair, so that absolutely would come out of the contractor's bidding process and be put into the bid for the first 1 to 3 years.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions by committee? Hearing none, thank you very much.